Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Yeah, so there's a Shark Tank star that is out almost $500,000 thanks to an email scam. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But first, yesterday at this time, we heard from Garth Brooks. You can hear the whole conversation we had with him because he's amazing. At 92.5XTU.com, just click on the Andy Summers page and go to our podcast. But just to give you a little sneak preview, here's what he had to say about when the dive bar tour came to Prospectors.
I had the best time on the planet. That was the perfect way to end the year.
Yeah, it was, darn right. Garth Brooks. In other country news, Keith Urban has a new song. We debuted it for you.
Then God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. And love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved.
So good. It's so spiritual and just gave me the feels. And that, now we find out that he's going to be hosting the ACMs.
How about that, huh?
Next month.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, in 2 months. We're still in February, right? Yeah. So
months,
it's coming up in April. And then finally, yeah, so let's talk about Barbara Corcoran. She's the Shark Tank star, and she is her bank account is now $400,000 lighter.
Wow. And she's one of the smartest people on planet Earth. So for her to somehow lose almost $500,000 is crazy.
So, you hear that headline and you think, psh, you could just imagine people like, yeah, you're not all that. You're not. It wasn't really her. It was her team. And I'm going to explain how it happened, because honestly, this could happen to anyone. Okay. So, she has an assistant whose name is Emily, and Emily is the one who sends out the emails that are like, hey, Barbara gave the okay for this, and then she sends this email to people in the business office like, okay, you can wire this money here or don't do this here and that sort of thing. So an email seemingly came from Emily saying, giving the go-ahead to transfer $4,000 or $400,000 into this other bank account, okay? And the person on the receiving end read the email, sees that it's from Emily. What they don't see is that only one letter is missing in the email address, which makes it not from Emily, but from this weird address in China somewhere. So they get the email and ask all the right questions. Wait, what is this account? What is it linked to? Why is Barbara sending the money? Like, asked all the right questions, got all the right answers back.
Wow,
they wire the money. And then she follows up with Emily shooting her a separate email saying, okay, I wired the money and here you go. And Emily's like, whoa, because now Emily's in the loop because she gets the real, her real email address. She's like, I never told you to send money anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. So it was all within her group.
Awful.
And it really was all kind of on this one person. Yeah. But they did all the things right.
Do you think they're still working there? Would you?
I feel like it...
It was an honest.
Who really looks that closely at email addresses when you're getting them? Like, if I get an email from you, Dave, and I see it's Dave at 925XU, oh, that's Dave Cruz.
So if I ask you to wire me money, you'll just go ahead and do it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all yours.
I like this game. Andy's X-Files is brought to you by Davis Honda. Feel the Davis difference at Davis Honda in Burlington, DavisHonda.net.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.